Be like Goku, sleeping on my belly in a loop like a serpent. Talking heads rippling on the surface. Eyes low, chin heavy, shoegazer. Moonwalking, RIP Stanley Kubrick.
You had you some birthdays, could you prove it? Show me the wisdom in your movement. Show me some wisdom in your movement.
Welcome, everyone. This is another installment of All Chat, the video game talk show. It is 5:03 p.m. on a lovely Friday. Actually, it's not that great outside. But yeah, we're going to get the show started. I have a few trainees with me today, four of them, actually. So today's hour-long show of video game talking will be cut a little bit short just to show these new members of the WFO community how to do the DJ stuff. You guys want to say hi? You can take turns, whichever one wants to go first. Make sure you get close to the microphone and make sure you can hear yourself with the headphones.
All right. Hi, guys.
Hold on. I have yours off. There you go.
Hi, my name's Kendall. I'm a sophomore here at Tufts, and I'm very excited to see what's going on here at WMFO.
Sweet. Actually, I also have to... And what's going to be the name of your future radio show?
We're thinking KJ Dub.
Yes.
Oh.
But we'll
or
see.
Or KJ Jams.
Oh, that's right, because you guys are going to do a... You want to introduce yourselves, too, since you're...
Double. I'm Jenna. Hello, everyone on air right now. excited to be here and see what's happening.
Yeah, sweet. Yeah. Oh, since it's 5:04, this is 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. I just have to quickly do the station ID before it is too late. Want to introduce yourself?
Howdy, folks. My name's Avery. I'm a very excited junior at the great Tufts University.
Where are you from? Like
Newton, Massachusetts.
Oh, really? Okay. You had a not a southern accent, but like an accent not from where I would think here.
Probably yeah. Some very cultured.
Okay.
What's going on, WMFO? My name's KJ, so we'll probably have to talk about
weird.
That.
Yeah, that's what, when they said KJW, I was like, wait a second.
Yeah, but I'm excited to start my show. I think I'm going to call it The Shed. That's what my old show was called.
Oh, really? What was it? Why was The Shed?
It was just underground rap, so we were just trying to something that would kind of fit that
yeah.
image. So
yeah, that works. Oh, sure. I mean, yeah, that definitely works. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to set up a playlist of like 4 or 5 songs so that we have time to like train on behind the scenes. But I don't want to keep those songs just playing with no voices to interlude it. So from time to time, we'll come back on here and keep you all some company. So yeah, we'll go back into the music. It's 5:06 on the dot. And I'm going to go into some Hippocampus for those of you that are fans. But and after that, I don't know. I'm just going to cue songs in my Spotify library. Let's see how it goes. Let me stop Rivendell from playing and... Yeah, see you after this song.
Some people say there's nothing really real.
That's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
She can't wait for what I can give. She knows what I am, but she won't believe me. Is it all okay? Will I come off the light this? I can't believe it. It's always like this, 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 like this.
your word is there on your mouth, but it's not what I heard. If I follow the light that I deem the brightest, I won't believe it, it's always like this. You're not in the slightest. It's happening now, and it's always been like this, 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 like this.
Curveball. How do you build a fort? How do refrigerators run? How do fish learn how to swim?
Kids ask a lot of questions.
How high can you jump?
But you don't have to know every answer.
How many phone numbers are there?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
How do cell phones work?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
What's electricity?
They just need you.
What's the moon made of?
For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Now
hard to find something. So.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back. That was a good amount of songs back to back to back. We just have so much to go through in a small amount of time. But yeah, that was a lot of the same kind of genre. We have Hippocampus followed by Small Pools. We did Drake, which I guess is kind of out of the, is an outlier here. And then Alt-J, Bombay Bicycle Club, Foals. All really good bands. The only band I haven't seen live out of this category is Drake. That's the only one I haven't seen live. But yeah, so we're going to, I guess, talk for a bit, and then go back into some music so we can go back into training. But we're only halfway through the show. It's only 5:29. Have you guys thought of DJ names? My name is coincidentally linked with my video game gamer tag, because I have a video. This is a video game talk show. I'm sure you guys saw when you signed up for the thing. It's called All Chat, the video game talk show. So my online name is Mr. Gracias, because my last name is Garcia, and one of my friends wants their phone autocorrected Garcia to Gracias. So since then, I've just made my name MR and then Gracias. I really like that name. Because one of those names where you don't have to put numbers on the end, you know, because your username's taken. So it's very, unique. So what are you guys' ideas for DJ names? Do you have one?
Yeah, I did have one. It was DJ Juice.
Do you have your microphone on? I think you have to get your mouth closer to it, or bring the mic closer to you.
There you go. Is a little bit better?
Yeah, lift it up. You can, it moves a lot. You can.
So my DJ name down in Richmond was DJ Juice.
DJ Juice.
Yeah, just kind of happened out of nowhere. I don't know where it came from, but I really like it.
Yeah.
So I'm probably going to stick with it.
Yeah. I always thought about doing a, DJ something, but, I didn't like the ring of it for some reason, because it felt like I was trying to be a disc jockey or something. You actually spin records. I know that's not what that means, but I don't know.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But I'm going to stick with it, I think.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
Do you have one?
I don't really think that far ahead.
One day at a time. First, you got to get a show before you can have a date.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
When I played Xbox, my gamer tag was AT130. I don't think that really have the
AT130.
Same ring to it. So.
Why AT130? Oh, is that your...
I don't remember. I made it in sixth grade.
It's is that your initials or something?
The AT, yeah. The 130, no.
My first gamer tag for Xbox when I was 6 years old was Killer 308. And I have no idea why I picked 308. I have no idea why. It wasn't until I changed my name to Mr. Gracias, right before I changed it, someone had asked me, why is your gamer tag about 308 in it? What do those numbers mean to you? And I was like, I have no idea. And I think that pushed me to make a new name, because it had three numbers that just mean nothing. That's how you can tell someone that just made a name from when they were young. It has just ridiculous amount of numbers in it. Or unordinary ones. Do you guys have ideas?
So I think I'm going to make mine Kenny Dub. I was never given a nickname when I was a kid, even though I always wanted one. My friends refused to call me anything but my full name. So I think this is my chance to bring it alive.
Yeah.
And really solidify it.
Yeah, definitely a good idea is to do something you've always wanted to be called.
Me? I have no idea, but for our show name, maybe KJ Dub, because my last name starts with a W, and Kendall's is Dubok, so Dub,
oh,
W.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have no idea for, your actual DJ name? Because you have to, when you fill out a show form, by the way, there's a section where it's what is your DJ name?
Yeah.
So in that section, some people just go by their normal name. I could put John if I wanted to.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's kind of lame. See.
I'm thinking Jenny Dub for a bit.
Maybe Jenny
but
Dub.
Then we kind of seem married.
Yeah, it's got to be a little bit different, I think.
Yeah.
What is, and you guys said you play mostly what type of music?
I'm more alternative, bands,
mm-hmm.
but
yeah.
You're more singer-songwriter, slow.
Soul music.
I think a lot of soul music. I think we're going to keep it upbeat, though.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah,
variety.
What are you going to do?
I kind of listen to all kinds of stuff, but I'm mainly hip-hop.
Mainly hip-hop. Give us example of, what would be the first three songs you play on your radio show?
All Kanye.
All Kanye. Okay. I like that.
Old Kanye or new Kanye?
Both.
Okay. You should play I Love Kanye.
Specifically, what three songs?
Let me think. Runaway.
Okay.
Probably the first one. Maybe...
Oh, this would probably be a good time to tell you that explicit songs... are not allowed before 10 p.m. Wow. So, until I think it's 6 a.m. or 5 a.m. Like, that's safe harbor hours, like, technically.
Gotta protect our youths.
Yeah, exactly. So, that's the time when it's, like, it's not as frowned upon as usual.
Okay.
It's not as illegal as it usually is. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just for the record, if you want to play music that's, you know that a lot of them do have explicit words in them, you would have to ask for a show that's after 10 p.m. Just for... Mm-hmm. So you said Runaway?
Yeah, Runaway. Maybe Gone from Late Registration. And maybe FML off Life Baba.
Okay. Well, those are very specific. Like, those weren't the ones I would be thinking of. Like, I have so many. But they're all great. Like,
what would you have thought? What would you go for?
I don't know. I guess, for me, it would usually go, like, I would come in and, like, be like, I know I'm going to play Kanye. I just don't know what songs. I would look through the songs. And whenever I see a, like, song title, I'd be like, oh, I really want to listen to this one right now. Off the top of my head, I'll probably go with more songs from, I'm blanking on the album. Yeah, Life of Pablo. I would play a lot more from there, probably. Mm-hmm. Waves, definitely. I don't know if I'd play old stuff. There's too much there. I would just play Kanye the whole entire show. Like, you can do that. Although, you're not supposed to play the same artist songs more than three in a row. You have to, like, space them out.
Okay.
Or else you just play one album of the same artist for a whole show, and that's not really allowed. You said rap, right?
Yeah, rap, definitely, for sure. But I can mix in, like, some old rock, kind of like that stuff, too. Uh-huh. So, a good mix. I don't really know whatever I'm feeling, you know?
Yeah, I'm from Chicago, so Kanye and, like, Chance are, like, pretty big. And, like, if I could, I would just play it the whole time. But I do that on my own time. Like, I literally will just, like, whenever I'm walking to classes, I'll just play those two guys. So, so I'm going to go back into music. I don't know, which way should we go? Like, what song should I bring up? Anyone? Recommendations?
Kanye?
Kanye would be good.
I guess we're going to Kanye.
Kanye. Make sure it's clean, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Chainsmokers want to be like Kanye.
All the top songs on his Spotify thing already say explicit right next to it.
Yeah. Sounds like Kanye.
Yeah.
Yeah, all his albums say explicit on them. I just can't. I'm trying to find... we'll find something that's, like, in the middle. How about that? Okay, so I'm going to queue up this song, and then once it's playing, I'll queue up a few more. But, you're listening to All Chat, the video game talk show, and we'll be right back after a few more songs. This is 91.5 FM WFO in Medford. We'll see you in a bit.
Tryna turn my baby mama to my fiance. She like music, she from Houston, like Auntie Beyonce. Man, my daughter couldn't have a better mother. If she ever find another, he better love her. Man, I swear my life is perfect, I can merge it. If I die, I'll probably cry in my own service. It was a dream, you cannot mess with the beam. This is like this many rings, y'all know what I mean. Kids of the king of all kings, this is the onlyest thing. This is the beat that played under the word. This is the sheep that ain't like what it hurt. This is officially first, this is the third.
This is a
word
determined. Told me these goofies can't hurt me. I just might make me some Earl tea. I was baptized like real early. I might get Satan and swirly. Wish I could tell you it's ready. Tell you it's ready today. They don't give nothing away. You gotta fight for your way. But that don't take nothing away. Cause at the end of the day, music is all we got. Music is all we got. Music is all we got. So we might as well give it all we got.
We'll be right back. tops on my head, fill my soul with a feeling of free. Drops on my lips like a kiss from a cold edge sea. Drops on my eyes as the hope in my mouth when it rains. Drops on my skin, touch my soul with a feeling that's clean. If you get sad and lonely, you can come to me. I've been in and out of feeling, and I get how it can be. It can be great, it can be good, but it can get worse before it gets better. It can be great, it can be good, it can get worse.
We're
All right, that was a lot of music yet again. And we're coming up to the end of the show. It's 5:56 p.m. My throat is so dry. I need to drink more water from talking so long. Yeah. And you guys have also, like, there's a really specific way to practice your, like, radio voice. There's, like, there's the NPR voice, but then there's also, like, there's the normal, you know, when you're listening to a radio show, there's someone just has that radio voice. The secret is just getting really close to your microphone and, like, talking almost very intimately to it. Like, it works really well, I promise you. If you talk from, like, here, it's not going to be that successful. Or if you're, like, talking from here, if you're, like, here, you can just hear more, all right? I'm just giving you some advice. Especially those that have, like, really deep voices. And not even just, like, if you listen to them normally, it's not as deep. But when they get really close to the microphone, somehow it just, like, becomes, like, way different. What was the other advice? I always give advice to my trainees at the end of the show, the first show. I forgot what it is. Do you guys have anything you want to say? Anything? How was your first show or training? How your experience so far?
It was awesome.
what's your favorite part of this room?
The drawings on the walls.
Yeah,
they're pretty wild.
I like that's the easiest answer because it's just like obvious. It's
maybe the ceiling drawings, those are pretty rare.
I'm a big fan of these chairs.
Chairs, yeah, right. They're really nice. The mind over bladder one and this drawing right here is probably my two favorite. I do like the Abraham Lincoln Iron Man like situation going on over there, and then you have Meatball over there. There's a Harry Potter. I don't know where he is. Where's that?
He's right back there.
Oh, he's back there. Okay.
It's a good vibe in here, though.
Yeah, it is a good vibe, right? And then all around the station. I don't know if you guys seen the bathrooms, but the bathrooms also have a lot of graffiti in them. It's actually really awesome.
The "This is nothing" from the window curtain is just wonderfully ominous.
I mean, technically it shouldn't even be there, but yeah, I don't know how that's there and why it's there. That's a lot to take in.
Yeah, makes you think.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know whose show is after mine, but I'm going to give him time to set up by just ending the show here. Yeah, we're going to end the show. It's 5:58 p.m. Friday, and this is 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is Mr. Gracia signing off. Do you guys want to all sign off one at a time?
This is Kenny Dove saying goodnight. Have a good Friday.
Have a lovely weekend.
This is Jenny signing off. Have a goodbye.
Jenny.
This is Avery. Peace out, folks.
Yeah, you have. Have you seen Anchorman? Yeah. You gotta have your own like good night San Diego or like something like that.
This is Juice. Stay classy, Medford.
There you go. Yeah, stay classy. Yeah, that's gonna end it here for Video Game Talk Show. Hopefully next week. Maybe we'll talk about video games, but you guys are taking over the board, so it could be literally about anything. Yeah, training usually doesn't go by the books, but hopefully after that, we'll actually get back to the topic of this show. Yeah, have a good weekend, everyone, and we're going to go into the DJ robot and see what he plays.